From Radio Central Service at 30, some details on a spy in the sky from Ed Arno in San Francisco.
Caught off guard by the Air Force announcement that we will soon be ready to launch a super reconnaissance Earth satellite, the developers, Lockheed Aircraft, cautiously added a few details on the missile, which will weigh more than the combined weights of all Earth satellites thus far sent aloft. When finally ready, the proposed spy in the sky, tabbed the Pied Piper, will be launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, and its development at Lockheed's facility in Sunnyvale, south of San Francisco, was the result of 3 years of concentrated effort on the part of more than 100 workers at the plant. A Lockheed spokesman told me that the announcement of the Pied Piper brings the public up to date on the last of the heretofore security-covered hardware being developed for the government by the company. Ed Arno, NBC News, San Francisco.
NBC Radio has brought you Service at 30.
One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 44, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
We're in the cold season. And there's no doubt that a lot of people will catch a cold. When that happens to you, and you need a laxative because your system is slowed down, let X-Lax help you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
X-Lax is so gentle that many doctors recommend it for youngsters as well as grown-ups.
That's because X-Lax gives you the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without embarrassing urgency.
When you take pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax at bedtime, it does not disturb your sleep. And X-Lax is so effective that the next morning, you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity.
Seldom, if ever, will you need X-Lax the next day.
That's why X-Lax is America's largest selling laxative.
So if you have a cold and you need a laxative because your system is irregular, get chocolated X-Lax today.
Today, the general manager returns. It's 11 o'clock on a crisp February morning in Seacliff, San Francisco, as Pinky Murray backs his custom-built sports car out of the driveway at the Barber family home and drives 13 doors north to his mother's house, that vast pile of concrete block formerly known as McGregor's. He parks under the porte cochere and opens the front door into the baronial front hall.
Hey, where's the reception committee?
Pinky, come this way. We're waiting here in the den. It's too cold out there.
I hear Mom's due any minute.
It is. We brought over some flowers.
Close the door, dear.
Hi, Grandfather.
Hey. Stand here by the fire, if you like. Ooh, bigger morning.
Did you just wake up, Pinky?
Yeah. Kind of like the old days, Grandmother.
Have enough breakfast?
Oh, sure. Mrs. Kettleman had it already. She says Hank drove to the airport to meet Mom.
If the plane was on time, they should be here any minute.
Dan coming too?
Oh, no. Daniel is flying back with Mr. Duckworth and his wife, Babe.
Oh.
Yeah, her mother's on the regular scheduled airline. Yeah. Duckworth drinks. Yeah, he flies and drinks.
No kidding.
It's a difficult situation, Pinky.
Well, after all, Daniel has just been made Duckworth's general manager at $50,000 a year. He felt he had to take his chances in the company plane. But he insisted that your mother come on the regular airline. She wanted him to come home with her, but he declined.
So they went four fast rounds and took off in different directions.
See?
Well, wasn't that it?
When you combine the natural conflict of personalities with business ambition, plus cocktails, mix in wives and sisters and sweethearts, and their ambitions and prejudices and peculiarities, you are inviting trouble in bushel baskets.
Henry?
But I am outmolded, Pinky. I am a far-off echo from a simpler past, and nobody pays any attention to me.
Doesn't keep you from airing your views, however.
He's got a point, though, Grandma.
Yes, I have a point. Hazel and Daniel have run head-on into what is now a national situation. Hazel is now a corporation wife.
Your grandfather loves to have things labeled.
That clarifies it. Piggy knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, sure. And you see it at conventions, too. All the women look so pretty, you can hardly see the flashing knives.
Don't you think our flowers look beautiful?
Changing the subject, yes, I do.
Well, as general manager at $50,000 a year, so Hazel says.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. For that much, you have to ride with the boss if he asks you.
Listen, did someone drive in?
Thank you, Quade.
It's Dan.
Wonderful guy. Yes, I will. Goodbye. Thanks for the ride. Hello?
Yep.
Tell him we're in here.
Daniel, we're waiting here in the den.
Well, Father Barber, hello there.
Yes, yes, come in, come in. We just arrived with some flowers for Hazel.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Dan.
Didn't expect you so soon.
Hazel isn't here yet?
Hank went to meet her. She was due in at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Well, we had a good fast trip.
I understand. Congratulations are in order, Daniel. Yeah. If you have what you want, we are all very happy for you.
Well, I'm head of a chain of 27 sporting goods stores from coast to coast.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, oh.
We're pleased for you, Daniel.
Well, everybody seems very happy about it, except Hazel, but maybe she'll get used to it.
Yeah. Well, we'll run along now, Sandy.
But Henry...
We'll run along. Give us a ring when Hazel gets here. Good morning, Daniel. Come along, Sandy. Come along.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Stand back, friend. We're going to blast.
You're going to blast what?
Swift has found a new way to make all sweet margarine.
Oh?
And we're going to announce it with a blast of dynamite. Boom! And then we say, folks, this is dynamite.
Oh, my.
New all sweet is now made with a natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in the margarine.
That's it, hmm? New all sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula?
Yeah.
Why not just say that? New all-sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in a margarine.
It won't work.
Clifford, you don't have to blast women with dynamite. Talk quietly to them.
Well...
Just say, new all-sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever.
Oh.
And right now, Swift will pay them 15 cents to try new all-sweet. Details are on the package at their grocer's.
What'll we do with all this dynamite?
Use clean toothpaste, clean for people who can't brush their teeth after every meal.
As the front door closes on the departing elder barbers, Pinky Murray and his stepfather return to the fireplace.
You know, Pinky, the world has changed so unbelievably that men like your grandfather must feel like Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah, I know. The world he knew has been flipped with a pancake turner.
Well, it's a new world, and you take it for what it is, make the best of it. Quade Duckworth isn't personally my dish of tea, if you want the truth. In the ordinary course of social life, I'd never spend 5 minutes with him, or his wife either. But we're in business. That makes the difference. It's a point I haven't been able to put over to your mother.
Yeah.
Naturally, Babe Duckworth is a problem. She's a lush. Handles it pretty well, but she's a regular fixture under the dim lights, you know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Well, for $50,000 a year, this has to be handled, too.
I know, Dan. If you're in it, you're part of it.
Your mother's the most wonderful woman in the world, Pinky, but she's been protected. She's never run into anybody like Babe, and it stops her cold.
Yeah, well...
You might tell her what it's really like on the nightclub circuit or around the hotels. Describe one of those freewheeling conventions for her.
Yeah, okay, Dan, I'll do what I can.
Well, thanks. And in return, now that you got some money again, you got some cash?
I've got a sock full.
Well, then let me tell you this. Duckworth stock is highly volatile stuff, but when this merger is officially finalized, Duckworth is good for a 3 or 4 point rise. Buy enough, son, and you can make a chunk.
Thanks, Dan. I've been thinking about it.
They're in here, Hank. Park the car and come on in.
Hi, Mom. Hi there.
Pinky, how... Well, Dan, for goodness sake, I didn't expect you to get here ahead of me.
Babe Duckworth figured you didn't expect us to get here at all. Excuse me. I'll take my bags upstairs. See you later, Pinky.
Okay, Dan.
Oh, Pinky.
Hey, Mom.
Sorry. I'll be all right. I'm sorry.
Is Dan sore at you, or you sore at him, or what?
The truth is, a woman has come between us.
Huh?
We don't approve of her. We don't enjoy being with her. She's a problem whenever we see her. And Dan feels exactly as I do. But he won't admit it.
He can't afford to. $50,000 a year can change your perspective.
Nothing should change your principles. Certainly not a job or money. Why are you smiling?
I was thinking about Cousin Consider. He says, it's fun to carry the flag in a parade, but it gets a little tougher when they're shooting at you.
I see. I'm a sheltered woman with impractical standards. Is that it?
I wouldn't want to say. You'll probably get a chance to test him now that Dan's a big success. I sure wish you luck.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
Is a cold working on you? Here's relief.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
More people have taken more bromoquinine cold tablets for more complete relief than any other cold tablet ever sold. For only bromoquinine gives you wonder-working quinine and five other medicines, health fortified with vitamin C. Get more complete relief from stopped-up nose, body pains, fever, irregularity, headache. Get bromoquinine brand cold tablets.
Have you had your soup today? Campbell's, of course. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup. Have some Campbell's right now.
Make Campbell's vegetable beef soup a family treat every week at your house. It's full of hearty, downright good flavor. Campbell's vegetable beef soup has lots of fine, lean beef, plus fancy young green beans and plenty of other nourishing vegetables. Try it today. It's 2 hours later. Hazel, alone at the desk in the snug little den, looks up from her account book as the door opens.
All right, Dan. When'll you be home?
He suggested dinner afterward. He asked if you would care to go along.
Mrs. Duckworth will be there.
Does it make a difference?
Dan, I'll go if you want me to.
Look, can't you pretend to enjoy it?
I'm not very good at pretending, but I'll try. I'll do whatever you think is best for me to do.
Well, tell them you're too tired.
That'll have the added virtue of being true.
Hazel, look, we've had a great success. You don't get it for nothing, you know. A bill goes with it, and you have to pay.
If you'll tell me what time to meet you and where, I'll be there, Dan. I'll come in smiling.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse, and features J. Anthony Smythe, Bernice Berwin, Paige Gilman, Russell Thorson, and Mary Adams. One Man's Family has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas, through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 45, Book 129, Beginning of a House Party, Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry, as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.
Don Ameche stars in the absorbing new series, Don Ameche's Real Life Stories, premiering Monday morning on most of these NBC stations.